Trouble in Toad Pool, written by Anne Fine and read by Claire Corbett.
Act 1. Chapter 1. Bingo, my homework done. So there I was, sitting quietly at the kitchen table, finishing my toast and getting on with my weekend homework. Our class was doing captions. We had to choose a photo of each member of our family and stick it in our workbook, then write a caption underneath.
And do try to find a photo that gets the spirit of the person, Mrs. Bumford told us. Because the word caption comes from the Latin word capere, which means to take or seize.
I'd already done most of the family. I'd got Dad sitting against the garden shed, out of sight of the house. He was having a quick snooze, and the caption I'd written was, James Mountfield doing his usual share of the chores. I'd stuck in a photo of Mum ticking somebody off. I don't know who it was. It could have been any of us. Mum spends her whole life ticking people off. I'd captioned it, My Mum, telling someone what they ought to have done even before they've had time to explain what they did do. I'd found a photo of my Uncle Tristram on Christmas morning, passing the time by armpit squelching the tune of the Teddy Bear's Picnic. I'd called it a pleasant musical interlude. My photo of Great Granny was one Dad took while she was stomping down the Balls Pond canal path, hissing at blackbirds and spitting at rabbits. The caption read, A nice day out in the country. There was a photo of the back of Harry's head. My handsome brother's best side, I'd written. Then I picked out a photo of my cousin Titania. It wasn't a hard choice. When I went through the 19 billion photographs that my Aunt Susan has sent us, I found only one that wasn't of Titania prancing around a stage dressed as a milkmaid or fairy or princess. My cousin's almost my age, so rather than embarrass my whole family in front of Mrs. Bunford, I chose that one. Titania was in a tutu. Great big fancy show-off, I'd written. It took an age to find a photo of Titania's dad, but finally I spotted one of him scrambling out of his car. I couldn't think of a caption, except for something I'd heard Mum mutter under her breath that seemed a bit too rude to write in ink in my workbook. Or utter menace on the road, which Dad says often. So I left Uncle Digby for a bit while I stuck in the very last photo I was going to do. Aunt Susan rounding everyone up for one of her ghastly nature walks. I stared at it for a little while and then I said to Mum, What would you call the cruelest, bossiest woman in the world for ever herding people places they don't want to go?
Obergruppenführerin, suggested Mum.
I snatched my pen up. Can you spell that, please? Off she went, patiently enough. O-B-E-R-G-R... Dad ambled into the kitchen halfway through.
What are you spelling out for Ralph?
Obergruppenführerin, said Mum.
It's English homework, I explained. He grinned and asked Mum,
Why? Has he been asked to write the perfect job description for your sister Susan?
Then he leaned over my shoulder to peer at my workbook. Spotting the photo of Uncle Digby getting safely out of his car, he pointed.
See that? A photo of one of life's great mysteries. The world's worst driver getting out of a car alive.
Mrs. Bumford said to try to keep our captions pithy, so all I wrote was, Uncle Digby cheating death. Bingo! My homework done. Now for a whole free day.